Next is from Aaron. I find purity of intention a struggle. I found purity of intention a struggle. For example, wanting things like a dream home or wanting a mystic experience. How can I purify an intention such that it feels more coherently pure and powerful?
Awesome question. Let me paste that in the chat. Let's see what wants to come through. How can I purify an intention such that it feels more coherently pure and powerful? Well, focus on where your desire is being placed. That's what determines the purity of your intention. Inward or outward focused, right? So look at how much of my desire is inward focused. And desiring a dream house may not be inward focused, right? It could be an outward focused desire for a dream home, because that's an exciting experience of the Creator's abundance to you. There just appeared within you an excitement to get a dream home. Well, that's a desire the universe wants to experience through you. Like, why is experiencing abundance any less valid than poverty? In the universe, it isn't, right? It's just that wealth has a huge tendency to inflame and enhance ego, but inherently it's not good or bad. Abundance is just as valid as being poor is. But where are you wanting from? From an inward focused, self-centered place? To make myself look cooler to my friends, to throw big house parties so I impress people? Like, that would be an ego desire. So it doesn't mean you don't even still pursue the dream home. It means I got to purify my intention. And I've had to do this many times in my career with service, whether it's, you know, a video that I worked really hard on, not performing well and feeling this kind of deflation. And after suffering from that feeling of deflation of like, man, I'm so bummed that all that hard work is in vain because it got a third of the views of a normal video. And then I say, oh, look at that, ego hijacking the intention. Ego hijacking my service to make it about performance and metrics, like I'm trying to earn someone's favor with getting more views or something. Like, oh, that's the mistake, that's all. It's not even an impure desire to want lots of people to see the video. Can you see that? It's just that my ego is making it about a reflection on me rather than the purity of service. So every time that I notice that happening with a video that I work really hard on that doesn't do well, I say, thank you, God, that 1,200 people are going to have their lives changed by this message. And then I start to feel really good. Like, oh, that does feel really great to be grateful. Like 1,200 people, that's a lot of lives to impact. Wow, what a blessing you gave me that many people to impact through this video. Purity of intention is about, where is my desire coming from? Is it a universal desire? I want to bless my family with a dream home too. My kids deserve it. My wife deserves it. That'd be a divine desire. Wanting a mystical experience. Why? So you can brag to your friends at the next mushroom ceremony or something? Or because you want to experience God? Well, then a mystical experience is a very pure desire. So does the direction of desire determines the purity of intention? Let's say it that way. Hey everyone, thank you for watching today's video. I hope that you were truly blessed by it. And I wanted to let you know that I'm really excited to now be partnering with an amazing conscious supplement company called Organifi. A lot of you know that I'm also passionate about holistic health and nutrition, and Organifi has been a staple in my daily health routine for a very long time. They make the most delicious, organic, and high quality superfood products that I've ever come across. And as you know, a healthy body is a great benefit for spiritual growth, because the health of your body directly translates to the health of your mind. Everything is connected. So feeding your body with high vibrational superfoods straight from the earth is one of the best ways to create that environment for a healthy mind. But getting all the superfoods that your body needs in one day can admittedly be a little bit tough. And that is where Organifi can add a ton of value to your life. I personally start every day off with green, which is Organifi's really delicious blend of 11 superfoods like ashwagandha, chlorella, and moringa. And then in the middle of the day, I'll usually have a scoop of red, which is a delicious energy blend full of 13 adaptogens and antioxidants from berries to recharge your mind and body with a delicious blend of organic superfoods. Your body is an amazing organic machine. but it needs the right fuel and signals to function at its best. And red is full of adaptogens sourced from organic herbs and medicinal mushrooms. And these are compounds that balance hormones, prime your energy pathways, and alleviate stress. So instead of crushing your adrenal system with huge doses of caffeine every day, adaptogens work with your body and give you natural, sustained energy all throughout the day. What's most important to me, though, about Organifi is the way that they go above and beyond to ensure the cleanest and purest ingredients in all of their products. They are USDA certified organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, certified glyphosate-free, and absolutely zero fillers. So I never go anywhere without Organifi, and I never miss a day without taking it. And Organifi is offering a super generous discount of 20% off of your entire order when you use the coupon code ABKEY at checkout. So if you want to upgrade your health regimen with Organifi, you can click on the link in the description box below to learn more about all the amazing products that they offer. And I promise you that your mind and your body are going to thank you for it.